My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even though we may be separated from one another physically, we know that we are always together spiritually through our bond in our Lord Jesus Christ. For Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 10, if Christ lives in you, the Spirit is life for you, because you have been put right with God. During these weeks of physical separation, as our nation and the world wages battle with an invisible enemy, we are blessed to keep in touch through the digital and electronic means available to us in our time. Our immediacy of communication is a far greater blessing than having to wait for a paper letter or a telegraphic message transported across the Atlantic Ocean, which was certainly the case during the pandemic of 1918. Recording this audio message, I feel like we've gone back to an era of Roosevelt's fireside chats during the Second World War. But as the nation found solace from his words then, may we find solace in the words of Scripture that still transcends the burdens of society for all generations. For our scripture reading, we turn to Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 and 46. At noon, the whole country was covered with darkness, which lasted for 3 hours. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud shout, "My God, my God, why did you abandon me?" May we pray. Merciful and loving God, for the privilege to dwell upon your word this Lenten season, especially as we are mindful of what Jesus endured as he became the final sacrificial lamb for the forgiveness of our sin, we are most grateful. And today, as we may wonder at times if we feel abandoned, may we in faith realize that you never abandon us. Instead, you are always in our midst, as we seek your Spirit's guidance. In Christ's name we give thanks as we offer this prayer. Amen. During the first 3 Sundays of the Lenten season, in which we've begun our exploration of the 7 last words of Jesus, as Jesus bears the full suffering of the cross, we recognize his remarkable consideration of others in spite of the excruciating and overwhelming pain. We remember that Jesus first cares for all people responsible for his crucifixion, as he says in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Then we experience Jesus' great hope for the penitent thief, as he declares in Luke chapter 23, verse 43, "I promise you that today you will be in paradise with me." And then, as the eldest son, he commits the care of his mother to John the Apostle, as he says to Mary in John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27, "Woman, behold thy son." And to John he says, "Son, behold thy mother." This 4th week of the Lenten season, there appears to be a dramatic shift in Jesus' demeanor, as he appears to be falling into an abyss of unspeakable despair. For about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, near the end of his earthly existence, Jesus cries out with a loud shout in Matthew 27, verse 46, "My God, my God, why did you abandon me?" As we read this text initially, we question, how is it that our loving God could abandon Jesus in the hour of his greatest need? We wonder concerning ourselves, why does it so often seem that we too may feel abandoned, possibly by God or others, during the hour of our greatest need? After Jesus attended to the care of his mother, the need of salvation for the penitent thief, and also seeks God's forgiveness for all who condemned him to the cross, it seems that it is only at this point that he is mindful of his own circumstances as his suffering intensifies and he is overcome by the sheer weight of humanity's sin upon his shoulders. It's as if Jesus is descending into the very depths of the underworld And in this environment, he cries out such despairing words to his Father and our God. Yet, looking much closer at Jesus' words, we see that they are an Old Testament connection that brings forth a depth of meaning. My God, why have you abandoned me? Is actually the first portion of the first verse of the 22nd Psalm. As we read the complete text of the first two verses of Psalm 22, we feel a great measure of despair in the heart and mind of the psalmist toward God. Let's read the verses. My God, why have you abandoned me? I have cried desperately for help, but still it does not come. During the day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. I call at night, but get no rest. When we consider the great agony Jesus is enduring as he recites these first words of this text, we find ourselves having great empathy for our Lord. We feel his pain. Certainly even the apostles, the faithful women, and the many other followers of Christ who witness his crucifixion from a distance have their eyes overflowing with tears of sorrow and pity as they hear Jesus make this familiar plea from the 22nd Psalm. And as we experience Christ's great suffering in his hour of greatest need, we realize that in our times of greatest need, we too wish that we could shout out the same, if we were only as familiar with God's word as we should be. My God, why have you abandoned me? I have cried desperately for help, but still it does not come. During the day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. I call at night, but get no rest. Yet surely we know that God does not literally abandon Jesus, nor does he abandon us. Jesus' sense of abandonment is actually related to our sin. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 tells us that Christ himself carried our sins in his body to the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. But as Jesus carried all the sin of humanity, we know also that sin is ultimately separation from God. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, they were banished from the Garden of Eden and thus from God's presence. God, in his righteousness, cannot dwell in the filth and mire of humanity's rebellious, sinful behavior. Thus, not only is Jesus bearing the excruciating physical brutality of the cross upon his mortal body, but there is also an even more profound spiritual trauma in his consciousness, for the black cloak of our sinfulness blocks out the very presence of God, and Jesus our Lord, who had always communed with God through prayer and thoughtful meditation, is now feeling the very absence of his loving Father. So also it is for us. In the midst of our sinfulness, we are blocked from the very presence of God. Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2 are a cry for help that Jesus leans on in his gravest moment on the cross. But surely Jesus does not fall into the depths of despair during these final moments of his mortal existence, for Jesus knows the balance of the 22nd Psalm, where the psalmist finds solace and confidence. The text declares in the 27th and 28th verses, "All nations will remember the Lord. From every part of the world they will turn to him. All races will worship him. The Lord is king, and he rules the nations." And in the final verse, verse 31, the psalmist writes, "People not yet born will be told the Lord saved his people." And as we will discover in the last sermon in this series on the last seven words of Jesus, there are additional words from the Psalter that may look like words of desperation. As Jesus declares just before his death, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." But in truth, these words are also words of hope. They are a direct quote from the first part of Psalm 31. But the verse in its entirety declares, I place myself in your care. You will save me, Lord. You are a faithful God. And thus, once again, the words of the psalmist offer great hope as we can envision Jesus being welcomed into the arms of our loving God. So what do you and I learn from our Lord's anguished proclamation before God in his greatest hour of need, as he declares from Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why have you abandoned me? You and I discover that just like our Lord, we are faced with most challenging circumstances. And when that happens, those circumstances in life in which we feel cloaked by the battle of sin and separation of God, we know that it is really okay for us to also express our deepest heart-wrenching anguish and frustration before God. We are also reminded from how Jesus bore the weight of humanity's sin and felt so intensely separated from God that it is also our own sinful behavior and thoughts that separate us from God and make us also feel abandoned. But in truth, God never did abandon Jesus, nor does God ever abandon us. Even as Jesus said to his apostles just before his ascension into heaven in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, he says to us, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And an important lesson we all should learn from our Lord Jesus is that he leaned heavily upon the scriptures of his Jewish heritage to not only find assurance, but to also affirm God's guidance. For he came down from heaven not to accomplish his own will, but rather, as he tells us in John chapter 6, verse 38, to accomplish the will of him who sent him. The more we learn about God's word, the more God's word can offer us assurance and guidance as well. As our community, state, and nation, and indeed the world, face so many uncertainties and the uncharted waters of the present physical, emotional, relational, and economic challenges of this age of coronavirus, we may want to cry out in frustration, why, O God, does it feel like you have abandoned us? But let us all remember that Christ's suffering on the cross, as excruciating as it was temporary. And as Christ endured, he became victorious. He became that final sacrifice for the forgiveness of humanity's sin. As Hebrews 10, verse 10 reminds us, because Jesus Christ did what God wanted him to do, we are all purified from sin by the offering that he made of his body once and for all. And just as our Lord rose in victory on the third day, we know that all humanity in our present day will rise up from the challenge of the hidden enemy in the days ahead. As we all do what we can, personally and collectively, a new day will shine forth in the summer months, and hopefully more of us will be living healthier lives. And as a community of God's people, we will have discovered greater values and ways of cooperating for the benefit of all humanity. Next week, during the fifth week of the Lenten series, we'll look at Jesus' fifth word on the cross from John chapter 19, verse 28, where he says, I thirst. Until we are able to meet again in public worship, let us strive to keep in touch by the digital and electronic means now possible and by what personal visits are permissible. Please call the office if you need assistance. And let's remember that Katie Turner, on her mobile number of 402-202-3229, is willing to organize those willing to make grocery or pharmacy runs for those among us who may be completely homebound. Keep an eye out for further emails concerning our fellowship, as I will also offer a weekly message through the sermon tab on the church's website of berrychristianchurch.org. And please be mindful that mailing in your pledges to the church office will help us maintain our utilities, insurance, and our obligations to our staff. Blessings to each of you as we remember that the Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, to help carry one another's burdens, and in this way we will obey the law of Christ. The blessings and peace of God be with each of you, now and always. Amen.